Well, Father Benedict, an elderly priest, made it his practice to visit the parish school one day a week. He walked into the fourth grade class where the children were studying the states and asked them how many states they could name. They came up with about 40 names. Father Benedict jokingly told them that in his day, students knew the names of all the states. One lad raised his hand and said, "Yes, Father, but back then there was only 13. A happy 4th of July to all of you. It is our Independence Day. A couple interesting facts about the 4th of July. This was declared a national holiday in 1941. When the United States became a country in 1776, there were approximately 2.5 million people living in the country. Of course, today there's over 320 million. The youngest signer of the Declaration of Independence was 26-year-old Edward Rutledge. The oldest signer was Benjamin Franklin. He was 70. Most of the signers were in their 30s or 40s. One of the interesting articles I read looking at our Independence Day, when I typed in sacrifices of our founding fathers, I read a very powerful article about all the sufferings that our founding fathers went through, and of course their wives and families and children and relatives as well, when they made that declaration of independence from King George III. They were really laying their lives on the line. They were, most of them, would suffer in different ways. And of course, we know about the famous leaders of that era, George Washington and Jefferson, Franklin, Adams. And yet, each of those 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence were willing to really lay down their lives for what they believed in. As Jefferson wrote, "We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." And when we think of what happened to some of them, we know that nine of those signers gave their ultimate sacrifice, their very lives, for this cause of freedom and independence. 17 of them lost every penny they had and every piece of property they owned, the article says. And yet it says not one of those 56 ever recanted or apologized for their brave act in 1776. And of course, we thank them for their sacrifices, for what they did to bring about this great nation. And of course, on this 4th of July, we remember them with great affection and honor. And of course, we also continue to pray for our country, that our country will continue to be a great leader and to continue to respect the sanctity of all life from the moment of conception until natural death. That our country will take care of the poor and the suffering and to take care of those in need, and will always defend our rights of freedom, our religious freedom, for which our founding fathers gave their lives and their fortune and their sacrifices to bring about our religious freedom. And of course, today we, as Catholic Christians, we remember our true Independence Day, which is Good Friday. When we think of what our Lord Jesus Christ did for us that day, He, the King of Martyrs, gave His life for us. When we look up at this beautiful crucifix, we see that is the ultimate act of love. That is the ultimate sacrifice, that Jesus gave us Himself on Good Friday and earned our independence. Our Lord Jesus Christ paid this incredible debt for our sins so that we have the opportunity to be able to go to heaven. The greatest independence is freedom from sin and freedom ultimately from death. Because we know for when we die, it's only the body dies, we will live forever. Thanks be to God. So when we think of our Independence Day on this beautiful holiday of the 4th of July, let's also remember our true independence came on Good Friday when our Lord Jesus Christ gave His life for each one of us, paying the ultimate sacrifice of His blood for our salvation.